This is Natalie Stark-Farage, and I'm substituting for Pat Powers today on this interview with Heidi Testall. And we're going to talk today about the St. Thomas Ball that's coming up. Heidi, you want to give us a little information of when this ball is coming?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Natalie. So this Saturday, April 29th, is our Friends of St. Thomas Ball, Be the Light. This is going to be our 22nd annual ball for the St. Thomas Aquinas School. Our school opened in 1952, so this year, this last fall, we began our 70th year of Catholic education in Webster City. So we've been doing this as a fundraiser to support our school, and excited about the great event that we have coming up this weekend.
So it's actually going to be on Saturday, you said?
Yep, it is. Yep, Saturday. Doors open at 5.
Okay.
We do a raffle drawing for grand prizes of $10,000. $2,000 is our second prize, and $1,000 is the third prize. So those tickets are available and will be sold all the way through our drawing on Saturday night. So
how do they get the hold of this raffle? I know a lot of people in the community buy the raffle tickets. Even if they're not going to the ball, they still want in on the raffle tickets. How can they purchase those?
All of our school families have tickets, and they're also available in both the church and school office. There's other community members that have them, or I know Pat Powers has some too. I
think
sold some to you. So those are available. You can call the school office at 832-1346. And we can make sure to get you some of those tickets.
Great.
But yeah, so the raffle's a big part of the event. We also do a live and silent auction. We have dinner, cocktail hour, and then we have entertainment as well. So we have VODA. They are a band out of Lincoln, Nebraska, that's joining us this year for entertainment.
Okay. What about if somebody wanted to get tickets to be there during the live auction and the whole event? How do they get those tickets?
Yep, tickets for the event are also available in both the church and school office. We also have a web page that they can go to. It's stthomasball.com, and it's stthomasball.com. There you can register for your ticket there. See some more information about times of the events and different things that we'll have, preview some of the auction items. And our silent auction has been online for the last couple years. And
yeah,
that is a different website as well, but you can see all of the great items that we have on both our live and silent auction. And the silent auction items are able to be bid on. That website is staball2023.ggo.bid. You can find both of those on our Facebook page of the school.
And maybe we'll post something too. We'll just kind of do that here at the Q. We'll go ahead and post off of yours a few times
so
people
know.
Yeah, that
would be great. So if you share that post, then people will be able to see both of those websites. And we have great, great auction items. The live items, you either need to be there that night to bid on those items. Those will show up as preview only, or have somebody there that's bidding for you if you see something that you're interested in. But all the silent auction items are able to be bid on from now until the Monday following the event. We keep that open until the Monday following the event at 9 p.m. So people can check those out, raise the bids on those. One of our most popular items that we've started doing last year, Scott and Candy from the Emporium have their famous Emporium dip as
Yum.
An item. So yes, that's package number 100, and we have a lot of people that have already started to purchase that for order. So
yeah, you better get in there fast then, and make sure that you get in there soon. Otherwise, you won't get their dip again.
Yeah, so people have really liked that, but lots of other great items on the silent auction from the great support that we have in the community, from certificates to businesses to jewelry to, massages and all sorts of things. So check out that bidding page so you can see all of those items.
Okay, and they do have to register to get on there to bid. But if they have any problems, I mean, who can they call if they're just, maybe it's somebody that's never used a bidding format online before, who could they call for help?
It's really easy. When you go on the website, there's in the top, it tells you there's a button that says get started. Basically, you just have to register your name and phone number and put your credit card in so you can bid. But they can also give us a call at the church or school office, and we can certainly walk them through that if they're need some help.
And it looked pretty easy to me, but sometimes somebody else has different eyes and it might look a little bit harder, but that works as long as they have somebody that they can contact and call the school and just ask that quick question.
Yep, we'd be happy to help them out.
Or maybe even a friend or neighbor next door might be able to help them too, so who knows. But where is all of this going to take place then?
It's going to be in our gymnasium.
Okay.
In the parish hall at St. Thomas.
Okay. Same as it usually is, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We're lucky to have the space there that we can just hold it right there in our gym. So Mass at St. Thomas is at 4 o'clock on Saturday. So doors will open right. Mass will get over with right around 5, and our doors open at 5. We'll have cocktail hour for about an hour. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll do a welcome and prayer and have our great dinner that we have are planning. And after that, we'll begin our live auction around 7 or 7:30. We have about 30 live auction items that we'll be selling, and those are available for preview on the bidding site. Great. I'll highlight a few of those items for you, just so people can kind of see, get a taste for what we'll be auctioning off. A new one that we're doing this year is a Low Country shrimp boil. So we have 30 pounds of natural shrimp that we are putting together with some catering services, all of the stuff that goes with that to have a shrimp boil with some drinks and dessert. And
my mouth is watering.
Tailgating,
I love shrimp.
Tailgating package, catered tailgating package, some permanent jewelry from Gilbert's here in town. All of our classrooms create a one-of-a-kind project.
I saw that online, beautiful projects that they could go ahead and bid on. And that, is that going to be during the live auction or the silent auction?
That will be during the live auction.
The live
so those
auction.
Are live auction items only.
Okay.
Our ever popular ride to school in the fire truck.
Oh, yes.
The chief
oh,
of
yes.
police and the sheriff. We have those. Principal and for the day.
They're not taking you to jail. They're just taking you to school.
The kids really like that.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a great package with a smoker that we're pairing together with a half a hog and some processing. The Gabrielson Clinic Med Spa, we have a certificate for that that we'll be auctioning off. And we always do some reserve a table of 10 for next year's event.
So oh, those
great
will be idea.
On, those will be on the auction as well. So like I said, those items are all available on the bidding page for preview, but only will be sold in person that evening.
When they collect all of this money, where does this money actually go?
The funds raised are directly benefit the school. We are undergoing a three-phase playground project, so we have something on the live auction that we do Be a Friend. It's basically a way that somebody can support the cause if they're not actually buying an auction item or doing something. We are allocating those funds to our playground project this year.
Okay.
We're going to do a complete resurfacing and then with some new equipment for our preschool and kindergarten age kids, and then adding equipment as able over the next 3 years. So that is where a portion of the funds of this
right.
event go. But this event directly supports the school.
That's really nice, because not all the funds can cover things like that. So something like this would be really beneficial. I remember playing on that playground when I was a little kid. And I don't know if it was all paved then, but I remember playing kickball on part of it. So that part was cement, but now it's all blacktop, and we didn't have all that back then. But
yeah, just kind of expanding some of the grassy areas and adding some basketball hoops and doing some things.
So do you have any big donors that you want to mention?
I do want to highlight all of our sponsors.
Okay.
So we have started doing sponsors for our event, which are also considered our school sponsors for the following school year.
Okay.
So we do that, and we do some special things for our sponsors throughout the year. But I will go through the list of all of those sponsors. Our title sponsor this year is Tassler Incorporated. Two platinum sponsors are Edward Jones, Tim and Kathy Finucane with Edward Jones, and Vandy Supply Company. My list of gold sponsors includes Green State Credit Union, Hawkins Industries, Life and Health Care Incorporated, Meharry Family Dentistry, Advanced Heating and Air Conditioning, Heffernan Chiropractic, Avala Bank, Wolf Eye Clinic, Osweiler's, Groves and Chiswick Law Office, Interior Spaces, and Gabrielson Clinic for Women. I have four silver sponsors this year: Webster City Financial, Seneca Foundry, Good Life RV, and Besser Company. And we round out those sponsorships with our bronze sponsors, and we say thanks to Gilbert Flooring and Paint, People's Credit Union, Fairway of Eagle Grove, Webster City Custom Meats, Abens Realty, Prime Life, Boone River Financial, Aaron's Ag Service, Platinum Connect, and Kesterson Realty Incorporated.
Wow. Thanks to all those sponsors for helping us get this together to make this a great event, really. I don't think we could have done it without those sponsors.
Certainly. It just, and it's great that we can do some things for our sponsors throughout the year. We have some posters and some signs where we recognize those, and they're all recognized in our program. And the kids do some fun things during Catholic Schools Week where we make sure to reach out to our sponsors. And we'll also be recognizing all of those sponsors on our Facebook page as well.
Oh, great. Yes, thank you, definitely, because I'm from that school too, or I'm an alumni, and we definitely thank you. Hope that the kids can have the great memories that I did growing up. So anything else that I've missed that you want to talk about?
I think we've kind of covered it. Just if you would like to join us on Saturday, this Saturday, April 29th, contact the church or school office to buy a ticket or go to the school's Facebook page, St. Thomas Aquinas School. You can find more information there.
You don't have to be Catholic to buy a ticket, do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's always a question people ask me. So I thought I'd air that on the, you know, right here on the air.
We get a lot of people from the community that come just because it's a really fun night. It is.
I've been to them before, and they're a lot of fun. And the food is just delicious every time.
Yeah, we have great food, and the entertainment's really fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we do the auctions. Certainly, it is a fundraiser, and that's we're there to have a successful event for our school, but we certainly do have a lot of fun. And
what should people wear that night?
We say cocktail attire.
Okay.
It's kind of from Sunday best to whatever you're comfortable in, really. But I would say cocktail attire would be
usually no jeans, but dressing up a little bit. So I think this will be a fun event. So just need to everybody call Heidi Tesdall's phone. Just kidding. No, just call the school if you have any questions. And if you need help getting your tickets, otherwise look online on their Facebook page, and we'll be posting it on ours too. So we'll just make sure that we're sharing a few things that you have out there. So
sounds good. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks again for coming in to talk to us, Heidi.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Back to you, Pat.